Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of the show, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. And we're reaching across America right now to speak with a friend of mine, publisher, Mitchell Levy of Aha That. Hey, Mitchell.
Jeffrey, great to be with you.
Great to be with you, too. Mitchell, you're one of the great entrepreneurs that I know. And I really wanted to share with our listeners.
By the way, that's a big deal coming from you, thank you.
It is. And I've been with you, and you're nonstop. You're an unrelenting entrepreneur. But I think you've really tried to evolve publishing into what's really going on in the world today. So would you like to share with our listeners what's going on with you?
Absolutely. I'm happy to. And so this has been an evolutionary process. People say, how long you've been working on this? And you could say 2 years plus a collective wisdom of decades. And what I want entrepreneurs to think about is how are you successful at what you do? Well, people know about you. You know, if it's a service firm, they recognize you as the expert in the field, your firm is experts in the field. If it's a product, they've heard about you, but they also have a feeling of how they're going to use that product effectively. And the absolute best way to establish expertise and to share information used to be a book and still is a book. But we just don't have time today to sort of read through and sit down and curl up by the fireplace and read books. We also have another issue. So I'm going to share two issues, Jeffrey, and then I'm going to tell you the problem that we solve is solving those two issues. The other problem we have is when people meet you, what do they do first? Well, they Google your name. And what inevitably pops up is either Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter where your name exists, and they're going to go to your LinkedIn profile or your Facebook profile, and they're going to read about you. So you have to have a reasonable profile there, and you have to post content on a fairly frequent basis. And when I run into entrepreneurs, what I'm finding is they have no time to either, A, make their profile up to date. By the way, that's a big no-no. You got to fix that immediately. Or, B, have good content to share. So what if I told you that you could actually write your book in 8 hours or less? You could do it on Saturday. And by definition, when you write your book, you are also putting your social media marketing plan in place, so you'll have 2 quarters of content to share. Because that's what we have in the platform. We have a social media-enabled ebook platform. There are 34,000 quotes that you can get access to for free in seconds. And so you can be sharing your content. And then if you decide to write a book, it's 8 hours or less, and you have a tool that not only you can share socially, but you can get your fans to share socially as well. So that's kind of what we're doing in the platform is Aha That.
Well, you know, when you think about it, you're right. Everybody's clamoring for credibility on their personal brand, even when they work for organizations. And you're saying within a weekend, someone can enhance their profile, their credibility, their expertise as a thought leader very quickly, which will only help them sort of succeed as a professional. And there's a lot of logic to that. Why aren't more people doing that? Or is it just they don't know about it?
Hey, you're helping, buddy. I think it's they don't know about this platform yet. This is a newer platform. There's just nothing else like this. And one of the problems is you share it with people, and if they don't hear their voice, they don't watch one or two of the videos. They just look at the screen. They're like, I don't get it. But then they watch the video. We've got 10 customer testimonials on 3 different videos on the site. We've got, you know, walkthrough things that help. And I think the real issue is the understanding, the way I placed it before, how cool would it be if you were able to, when you approach your next client, your next prospect, your next business party, and you said, hey, I'm the author of a book. And then when they say, what's the book on? You tell them that the book is on exactly the problem that they want you to solve. Because that's all of a sudden what we're talking about here, Jeff. This is really, really cool. Is when you write, when you're thinking about, this is the other thing, you got to change your philosophy on what is that book for you. When you're thinking on a book you write, like the book that you published, absolutely phenomenal, and you have to think about a well-rounded, well-brushed view to the world. it normally takes at least a couple hundred hours. If you're publishing with a New York publisher, it's 1,000 hours. If you're self-publishing, it's still going to take you at least 100, 150, 200 hours. And now, if you could do a book in a weekend, if you could do a book in 8 hours, your book can be much more narrow because, you know, why stop at one?
Why stop at one? You're right. You could do multiple books a year, which will only enhance your credibility. I've had people on the show who have told me they've written, you know, a dozen books, 20 books. And you're saying with your process and expertise, you can help people to do that. People who thought they could never have written a book before.
Yeah, I would say one of the things that we learned is we have a process that hundreds of authors have written their books in 8 hours or less. I'll give you the URL. So if you're doubtful in any way, just go to the URL. And whether or not you write for us or not, there's some really fun things there that you should use anyhow, and I'll tell you what those are in a second. But the URL is ahathat.com/author. And we have a 7-step process. And that 7-step process makes it super simple. But let's start with step one. Step one is there's a Word document. And in that Word document, and Jeffrey, you did something like this when you did your book. What's your name? What's your bio? What is the book about? And here's the key question. Who is the target audience of the book, and how will they benefit from it? Now, the reason that's important, for some people that'll be immediate to write. Other people it might take it 2 hours or so to really think it through. But what's important in terms of writing that is not only is important for you, so when you're writing and you're writing your book, you're actually going back to that and verifying that you're hitting the mark. But also when we do a content edit of your book, we read that content because what we want to do is we want to make sure that you're actually doing what you say you're going to do, right? That you're actually, you know, the most important part for us as a publisher is to paint you in the best light possible so that you actually do come across as that expert in the field that's appropriate. So that's really step one, and it's really simple. And regardless of what project you're doing or who you publish with, you need to do something like that for the book that you write.
You know,
can I tell you about step two, or you want to talk about something else?
No, I want step two. And I was just going to support you before you did it, that when I did write my book, you had me sort of fill out an outline, and you made it easy for me to write the book after I followed your steps.
Yeah, and that's really think of it as the big picture. You've got to put your project plan in place. I look at step one as your project plan. Just so you know, let's be clear, I don't think we've said this yet, an AHA book, what we write in 8 hours or less, an AHA book is comprised of 140, we call them AHA messages, but they are bite-sized quotes, they're Twitter-sized quotes. They're the opportunity to capture somebody's attention in 7 seconds or less. And that's kind of the world we live in, is the ability to capture people's attention quickly. So that's what an AHA book is. And so I think what you're talking about is in that area, you broke your book into chapters. And we actually talk about your chapters before you actually did your writing. And the same thing's true here, is you break your AHA book into sections. It's not just a random 140 quotes. You're going to break them up into chunks so that they logically make sense. All right, now step two, I call this candy for anyone who's on social media. Because you don't have to work with us to publish our book to actually go to there, grab step two. It's a single-page PDF, and it talks about how to write a good AHA message. Or in just regular speak, how to write a tweet or a Facebook post or a LinkedIn post that's memorable. So it's a single-page PDF. It'll take you a minute or two to read. Go to ahathat.com/author, look for step two, and that's free for you to use.
Well, that makes it quite easy.
And it's very cool. And we have, after I do step three, I'm just going to talk about steps one to three, and then of my 7-step process, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about steps 8, 9, and 10.
We'll
be done with our steps.
Well, you have a limited amount of time, so you have to summarize.
Absolutely. So step three is an Excel document. So when you're adding your quotes into the document, it's actually telling you what your character count is, and it's a good way to keep track, and that's where we do your copy edit.
Good.
Now, I say we have a 7-step process. We do. Steps 8, 9, and 10 is really a single-page marketing document because most people think when they write their book, they're done. Writing your book is 10% of the process. This is for anybody, any publisher you work with. 90% is going out there and marketing your little fanny off. And so steps 8, 9, and 10, this is a single-page PDF that also tells you how best you can market an AHA book, but in this case, how best you can market your book or any product that you're working with. So those are two documents. Step 2 and steps 8, 9, and 10 are two PDFs that you should download and just use regardless of whether or not you work with our firm.
You know, I think it's great, and I want to tell our listeners that starting next month, we're going to have a regular monthly AHA update from you, which is going to include a video feed from you in California, correct?
That sounds like so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, we can't either. And you're going to be featuring stories about AHA and some authors as well. So I'm pretty excited about the whole thing.
The cool part, if you wake up and you can have an AHA moment, man, it makes the day so much better.
Well, it's all dependent on Alex Dablofsky. We don't know where he is. He's somewhere trancing around Western Europe playing. And when he gets back, we're going to finish setting that all up. So where are you, Alex? We want to know. But if somebody wants to find you, Mitchell, before that, how would they find you?
You know, you could always, if you go to any of the sites that are mine, go to ahathat.com in the About section if you want to reach me by email, or you Google my name, you can connect to me on LinkedIn. For those that, we've got a couple days left, for those that get us quickly, we have a Kickstarter. You can get us there at aha.pub/Kickstarter. But basically, if you get to Mitchell Levy, you could find me and then connect to me. If it's Facebook, then tell me how you've listened to me and why we should connect. That's the only one that I'm a little bit more cautious on. But otherwise, any of the other platforms, you can find me and connect to me.
Thank you, Mitchell. And I can tell the listeners, I know from firsthand experience from myself and other people I know, that if you want to do an AHA book in a weekend, if you want to do a full-fledged book, Mitchell Levy is your advocate and is great at what he does. So, Mitchell, thanks for talking with us, and we look forward to our regular series with you.
That sounds like so much fun. I can't wait.
Me too, Mitchell.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me on here.
Thank you very much. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneur. We've been speaking with Mitchell Levy from AHA That, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.